welcome to an incredible journey with internationally renowned lawyer of attraction, Paula Kidd Casey. Applying the skills gained over 40 years of practicing law, Paula uses facts, logic, and science to prove the validity of the law of attraction. Join Paula each week as she explores unique concepts, allowing you to rediscover the wisdom of the ancient masters, all while weaving in the science that proves magic really does happen. If you yearn for a life change or want to rediscover your passion, then share the path with Paula and begin to love your journey every step of the way.
Hello, this is Paula K. Casey, and welcome to the Law of Attraction Radio Network, and welcome to my show, The Law of Attraction. I'm so glad you're going to be with us today because our journey is going to be fun. I was interviewed by Jules Johnson, who is the CEO and president of the Law of Attraction Radio Network, and I get to play that interview on my show as well as it's going to be on her show. So if you listen to both of us, woohoo, you get a double dose of this. I can't tell you how much that Jules has changed my life. My book, The Lawyer and the Law of Attraction, came out in February of 2018, and the Law of Attraction Radio Network, they found the book and they liked the book and they had me on to interview me, and everything has changed after that. So I have a special place in my heart for Jules. We met in person when we were on the Law of Attraction Radio Network cruise a couple months ago and had such a good time. I'm so appreciative of everything she's done. If she hadn't interviewed me and then decided that I would be a good fit to be a radio show host, I wouldn't be able to be with you and share this information and have the platform that I do and hopefully cause a ripple in a pond, and that information goes out to a lot of people. So I'm always so grateful to have Jules doing this. She's been doing this for 13 years and have Jules in my life. Without any further ado, we will be right back with Jules Johnson and myself.
You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network, heard by millions worldwide through 38 internet radio stations and in over 135 countries. Be sure to sign up for your monthly updates and get all the latest information on LOA radio events such as cruises, workshops, and seminars, as well as information on the latest shows, topics, and guests. Go to LOARadionetwork.com and sign up today.
Well, welcome, Paula Kidd Casey, the lawyer of attraction, my friend. I'm so excited that you're on the show with me today.
Thank you so much. I cannot tell you how tickled I am that you asked me to be on your show again. That's what kind of started my whole career is when I was on it, about a year ago, maybe a little bit more than a year ago. So thank you so much for thinking about me, because I just love talking to you and talking about this genre that we are both in.
Yes, and we were just saying, while we were on the cruise, we took a picture together, and it's like, oh my gosh, we look like sisters.
Don't we?
It's like when we first met. We knew each other. So
I know. Well, don't we kind of believe that we've had past lives and we have soul families that get along together? And yeah, you're one of my favorite people. So I'm so excited to be here with you today.
Oh, and you're one of my favorites. So let's get going, because we have got a really great show for everyone. And guess what? We're going to talk about abundance.
Yay!
Something
which is the cornerstone of everything, right?
Exactly.
That's what we want in everything.
And is it not true? We come in the world wanting a bottle, a mom, a dad. We want. But then we try to focus in on what exactly is it that we truly want. But whatever it is, it always comes up with a great big A word, abundance.
Or lack thereof, which is what the majority of people think their lives are. So we either have a scarcity attitude, or we have an abundance attitude. And a lot of people think that you have to have the money first, or you have to have the excess things in your life first to feel abundant. And as you and I both know, it's the exact opposite. We have to somehow get to an abundance feeling. It's a vibrational feeling before we can allow abundance into our lives. And I want to kind of go back real quick, if I could. Like when you said we come into the world wanting, well, we really come into the world completely trusting, right?
Yeah.
That we're going to be taken care of, that there's going to be somebody there, and that we know that the universe is going to have our backs, whether we actually can verbalize that at that age or not. And then we're kind of taught the first 6 years of our lives that, you know, there's not enough to go around and don't ask for that. And there are starving children in China, which you and I both have no idea why that made us eat our food. Think about that. Is that just crazy? But we are told that there is scarcity, right? There's not enough to go around. There's only so many pieces to the pie. And that is where I think we develop our conditioning, our paradigms, because up until the time we're six, we're in completely different, we're in the alpha waves, which means that we're much more suggestible. So I think we're coming into this world knowing the universe is going to take care of us, and one little wah, I guess, is what we need. And then we're taught that there's scarcity, that you can't have it all, that, you know, there's not enough to go around. I mean, my parents were wonderful, and I still adore them to this day. They're both in heaven, but I was taught that, you know, and I had this, you know, there's not enough and we got to count our pennies and stuff. So, you know, I think that's where the majority of us are normally, is we're in the scarcity lack mentality, because that's what we've been conditioned. And that's what we still are being told, right?
Right.
There's only so much to go around, that we need to be fighting with other people, that we need, you know, we need to take away from the people that have a lot and give it to the people that don't have any, because there's only this bit, this pie, and we got to redistribute the pie. Well, you and I both know that it's a frequency. We can do that all you want to, take all the money away and give it away from the rich, and they're going to get it back because that's the frequency they're in.
Exactly.
So that's my little abundance spiel.
Actually, you got more, because you actually have a program for abundance.
Yes, yes. And, you know, all the programs should be based on abundance, whether it's an abundance of knowledge or an abundance of opportunities. But I have put together this amazing program, and I call it the Fast Path. And it's the path to freedom, abundance, satisfaction, and time. And if you'll think about it, everything we want is in one of those categories. And the other cool thing is all the categories are in all the other categories, because we want an abundance of satisfaction. And when we're satisfied, we feel like we have abundance, you know?
Right, right.
We want an abundance of freedom. And what does that mean? That means that we're free to do whatever we want to. That's an abundance mentality. So the underlying thing is this abundance mentality. And I have decided and to really step up my game, because when I can become the very best possible me that I can and offer this really high level of a program, that makes everybody else that takes it step up to be their highest possible them. Because you and I both know, if you invest in a $97 program, are you going to do it? No.
Yeah,
I can't tell how many I've done. Because if it gets to be hard or uncomfortable, and we're never going to grow if we don't get to that stage where it's uncomfortable, people stop doing it. But when they have to invest a huge amount in themselves, both money-wise and energetically-wise and time-wise, I'll guarantee you they show up for my program. And when they do, you know, it's what you and I teach, but it's very specific and it's very intense, that I walk them through clarity, who they really are and what they really want, what their purpose is, what their passion is, because they want an abundance of that. They know there's something missing. And then we go to the information that you and I teach, the information on how to obtain this amazing purpose that we've always wanted, because so many people are on empty. You know, they want to go to empty to fulfilled before they die. And I'm 66. I know you're pretty close to that.
I am 66. I just turned it this week.
See, maybe we're twins separated at birth.
I think.
But, you know, we've got 20, 30 good years in front of us, but we can't be dawdling anymore. We got to get out there, and we got to go after that passion, those dreams. And so that's what my program is. It helps us break things down into who we truly are. We're truly powerful creatures. We're these human beings that have this power that runs to and through us. But, you know, this is a vibrational universe. You know, I've talked about this before. And the primary law of the universe is that everything is vibrating. Everything is just pockets of energy vibrating. And you love quantum physics. I love quantum physics. And everything vibrates at a preordained level. A rock is born vibrating as a rock. But it all, you know, everything is vibrating at a preordained ordinance, except us, because we have this consciousness, we have this soul, we are vibrating pockets of energy, but we are surrounded by this energy field, and that allows us to choose what frequency we want to be on. And how do we do that? Because a thought automatically produces a feeling, and that feeling is just a a vibration that we recognize our bodies in. So for angry, we recognize that low, obnoxious feeling, and we say, oh, that means I'm angry. And that's the vibration we're in. And the law of attraction says you only get what you put out. So if you're vibrating on a frequency of anger, that's all you're going to get back. But when we can learn to choose a new vibration, you know, and choose a better feeling thought, that's kind of what my lesson is on this week, is that you need to choose a better feeling thought. You can't always go from despondent to joyful, but you can go from despondent to frustrated to hopeful. Choose a better feeling thought that gets your vibration up. And when we can get it up to an abundance level, which is what you and I are talking about, then guess what? You're putting out abundance and it comes back to you.
Well, you know, I notice that when I get really abundant, it's like I get to that point where I cease caring.
Ah, yes.
I just don't care. You know, it's like I know everything's going to turn out. I'm just not going to be bothered with it. I make that conscious decision just to let go and stop it.
And I love that. And that's a vibration. The vibration is surrender, right? But surrender is based on faith and on trust, because
or frustration. So, what else can I do? I have to let go of it.
Right. And you know, sometimes that's actually a good thing. You know, I was an obnoxious divorce attorney and I hated the word surrender, man. I thought it meant like losing, and man, my dukes were always up. I was always fighting in court and I was not going to lose. I was not going to surrender. But I realized about a year and a half ago that surrender is trusting something bigger. Because like you said, out of frustration, I just finally threw my arms up and I said, I don't have an effing clue. I would say more than that, but I know we're on the radio. How to get my dream. So, okay, universe, I'm done. I am just going to surrender. And like you said, not caring. Because when I got to the point, not that I didn't care, but I trusted that whatever was needed to be delivered to me, the next step would be delivered to me the next step. And that was in November of 2017. And 2018 just exploded. Wow. And that's when I met you. Yay! And that's when you offered me my radio show and my book came out. I was able to sell my business for an amazing amount, which it's almost impossible to do if you're an independent, you know, sole practitioner. And so literally when I said, I'm going to quit fighting and I'm going to quit trying to figure out how to do this. Because what happens is we try to figure out the answers from our current set of facts, our current paradigm, current conditioning. And what is that? That's normally based on lack and scarcity, because that's what we've grown up about. So when we're trying to solve, like Einstein said, you can't solve the problems with the same sort of thinking you used when you created them. So that's what we normally do. Here's the problems. Here's how we created them. Let's continue to use the facts that we've used, that we created them, to try to find a solution. And you can't find a solution that way, because you're using the same thinking you did when you created them. It has to be a bigger picture. And the only way to do that is to quiet your mind. And exactly what you said is, I don't care. And it's not that you don't care. It's that you trust that something bigger than you is going to come in and give you what you need, which is an abundance of anything that you're wanting.
Yeah, anything. It will pop up. As soon as you flip that switch that says, I let go, surrender, it comes almost immediately.
You know,
within least, we dare to.
It's at least that sense of peace comes almost immediately, right?
And that is what triggers it coming big time towards you.
There you go. There you go. That's the vibration. That's the law of attraction on the what you're vibrating at. But most people, if they come to something and they don't know what to do, they immediately go back to that fear. So we got fear and we got love, right? Those are the only two real emotions there are. And fear, the only thing fear is based is scarcity, right? They're afraid they're not going to get the right answers. They're afraid they're not going to have an abundance of something that they want.
And you know what? When you start getting into that fear, the first thing that pops up is control. How am I going to control this situation to work out like I want it? And that's actually the wrong thing to do, because if you totally let go, you back away. And that's what the shift occurs. That's big time.
Right? Amen, sister. Because you're really my sister. Because you really look like my sister. No, absolutely. And here's the deal. You know, and I still do this. I still catch myself to do this. And I have learned to take a big, deep breath and to just quiet my mind and trust in the universe. But you try to plan, okay, this happens and this happens and this happens and this happens. And so how many happens, how many future things are we now worried about? And we're trying to get all our, you know, balls in the air juggling. Okay, it doesn't work that way. So I was telling you before we got on, you know, if you put out there to the universe that this is the path you're going on, the fast path, that this is the path that you're going on, it's going to show you one thing. It's going to show you the next step that you need to take. And it's not going to show you all the steps. You know, you get in your car and you put in the GPS and you want to go to Disney World, because I just got back from Disney World with my two grandbabies.
I saw that.
Okay, it doesn't tell you the entire trip immediately. It tells you to back out of your driveway, right? It only tells you the next step. And that's what the universe is going to do on your path to abundance. It's only going to tell you the next step. And you take that step, and then the GPS comes in and says, you know, turn right to the next available, you know, place. And we can't get it wrong. And we can't get it done. And if it's just like the GPS, if you happen to mess up like I do a lot, it'll just say, make a legal U-turn to the next available place. And it gets you back on track. And so with the universe. You know, you and I were talking about this. I just happened on this book. It's called Happy Money. It's by Ken Honda from Japan. We love the people from Japan, right?
Yeah.
Hi, people from Japan. It is about money, but it's about your attitude about money. But it's really about your attitude about abundance, you know, and it talks about lack and scarcity. And when people have money and they're so afraid they're going to lose it or there's not enough, you're just going to get more of that fear of not enough, right?
Right.
But if you choose to have happy money, it's so funny. It's so Japanese, happy money. then you're putting out there's more than enough, you know, and you know, one of the things I teach is that gratitude is the foundation of everything. And when you can get grateful and you understand this gratitude, it's gratitude has three components. It's thankfulness, which is thinking, appreciation, which is feeling, and generosity, which is acting. So all those three things have to be in harmony. So thinking, thoughtfulness, appreciating things, and then being generous. When you get to the point that you are so thankful for what you have, you know there's an abundance of things. And then you start giving them out. And I don't mean money. Do not start with money. Do not say I don't have enough money. It's about opening doors for people or smiling at people or giving them a compliment. You know, you would be amazed. I'm at the airport and I try constantly to see people and literally give them a genuine compliment. And it just, they beam. You know, you have given them good energy and you're going to get it back. So generosity just means that know that you have enough of something that you can give it away. And giving and receiving are the same hand gestures. So, you know, we want to receive things, right? We want more money. But if we are holding on to what we have, look, you know, your hands. So receiving and giving is the same hand gesture. You have got to get to the point you understand that you have more than enough of what you need. Hugs, smiles, you know, compliments, a text message that makes somebody feel good, an email that makes somebody feel good, that you start giving it away. And then guess what? You're on that frequency. And then you start receiving this abundance that you want.
I do like giving a dollar, giving $5, giving $10. You see somebody at the grocery store, I'm the first one there because it multiplies 10 times back to you. And the more you give, the more you're coming in. It's like telling the universe, I've got plenty. So that kind of attitude is going to bring more to you automatically.
You love it. Love it. I got a great story. One of my students that has become a very dear friend, I'm not really even sure why she signed up like 3 or 4 years ago because she was really cranky. she did, and I appreciated it. So We're about one or two classes into the program. And back then I was teaching Bob Proctor's program, which is a very good program. It was like 12 weeks, but we were like two or three lessons in and she did not like who she worked with and they were all mean to her. And you know, she hated going to work and, You know, she hated all these things. And so we talked about something you could do to leave everybody with the impression of increase. And she went home and she sent an email to everybody that she worked with, telling them she was grateful for something that they did. So that's our gratitude thing. And she literally said, I just want to tell you how grateful I am and how much I appreciate that you do X, Y, and Z. She comes in the next day and everything has changed. People are nice to her. She's getting better leads. She's happier. She decided she was going to change one thing. And what happens is the universe gives you, like you said, 10 times more. I mean, isn't that amazing? I love that.
It is so simple. And yet we get so stuck in our situations that we can't see the simplicity that the universe provides. It's like all of a sudden when you do something like that letter writing and everything, you open your eyes and you're seeing new things come to you. It's like you're awakened to the goodness.
You know,
just walking down the street, you're opening up and seeing something brand new that's coming towards you. Your eyes are just finally open.
I love it. And you know, one of the reasons we don't do that is because we don't stay in the present moment. We don't stay in the now.
That is so true.
That we are always worried about the past or worried about the future. Like I said, we're trying to plan the future. This needs to happen and this needs to happen. It's a house of cards. We can't do it.
Right.
So one of the things I teach my students in this program, it's that, you know, words don't teach. Experience teaches. You and I can just talk all we want to, but until they take the concepts that we talk about and try to implement them in our lives, it doesn't really work. So what I do is I have people understand what powerful the creators they are and that they can decide to change their frequency. And what I do is I have a transformational toolkit, which is some things that I send them. So one is a little candle that they see first thing in the morning, and it says, "Become the light you wish to be in the world." And that's from Mahatma Gandhi. So when they see it, I'm giving them things that disrupts their normal routine so they can quiet their mind. They can take a big, deep breath. Because if you take one deep breath, what it does is it signals to your reptilian brain that you're safe. You're safe. One deep breath just says you're safe. Because if the tiger's chasing you, you ain't stopping and taking a big, deep breath. So one deep breath in signals to your brain you're safe so it can quiet your mind. And then if you have a smile on your face, which you can, I know you think you look silly, going around smiling, is those muscles, when you work those muscles, it signals to your subconscious mind that you're happy. And it goes, what's she so happy about? And it starts looking for things to be happy about. So, you know, when you said we ignore what's going on, it's because we're on that autopilot. And so what I do is I have my people, there's disruptive things in the day. There's this candle that's by their bed. There's a great mug. My husband is a great photographer, and he took a picture for me, and it's this path in the mountains. And it says the joys in the journey. So you have that by your coffee, and you need to, you know, meditate on the fact that the fun is in the journey we're going on. You and I are going on together. There's no finish line. It's not like we get it done, and we're done, and well, I guess maybe then we might die, but we don't want to do that. We want to do more things. You know, I have a bracelet, and I gave mine away. I don't have it. It says now on it, and it's a pretty little bracelet. Every time you see it, you're supposed to stop what you're doing, take a big deep breath, and focus on the present moment. And like you said, look around. Look at the pretty things. Look at all those things. Anyway, so I've got some great tools that I give my people to do exactly what you said, was to stay in the present moment and to really start feeling, I've got enough right this moment. Because nothing bad ever happens in the moment. It happens in our head.
Oh, gosh. Isn't that the truth? We truly are our own worst enemy.
Oh, my God. Ugh. I mean, we really are. So you were so right when you said we need to stop and pay attention to where we really are. I mean, you know, the grass does not struggle to grow. when we struggle trying to get abundance, we need to stop and take a big deep breath. I've got great trees in my backyard. You're from Palm Springs. Do you even have trees?
Yeah, I got a great big mango tree that's got fruit all over it right now.
Oh, that's kind of cool. That's very productive. I love that. Well, we don't have fruit on our trees, but you know, I'm sitting there and I watch the seasons, and the older I get, the more I appreciate every single season. But you know, you see all these leaves come on the trees. You could not count them, right? They are so huge in nature, you cannot count them. They don't struggle to get leaves on them. Mm. You know, if we would understand that, if we can just, like you said, surrender to the present moment, trust in the universe, we don't have to struggle to get to that next level. I read this other great book. I don't know if I've got it here. It's called The Hidden Life of Trees. So you think it's like a biology book, but it's like this philosophy book of trees. And it talks about how they help each other. If one is sick, they send the other trees that are of that species, send nutrients to them or protect them. And, you know, their canopies only grow so wide because if it grew any wider, it would kill the other trees. And it knows this. It's just amazing what nature does. If we could learn from nature, it's such a, The Hidden Life of Trees is such a philosophical book. If we could be trees, if we could just be trees.
I wonder, do trees worry?
I don't think trees worry, but they communicate.
They
communicate. If there's a bug, and this, I mean, we're kind of off the subject, but if there's a bug, some kind of a parasite that's eating on it, it knows what kind of bug it is, and it knows what kind of toxins to put off, and it immediately puts those toxins so it goes out to its leaves. And then it sends by wind to all the other trees of its same species that this predator is there, and to send out these toxic chemicals. It's just amazing what these trees know to do, and they protect each other, and they take care of each other. And they reproduce, and like you said, I don't think they worry at all. I mean, I don't know if a tree's ever gone to a therapist. And I'm sticking with that story. I don't think trees have therapists. They are our therapies. Do you love trees?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God, I love trees. I just want to go up and hug them. I was in Sedona. I went to a Greg Braden, Joe Dispenza
concert. Oh, my God.
Greg Braden said he'd be on my show, so I'm so excited.
He's wonderful.
Oh, I know, and I'm going to make sure I drop your name when we call and contact him, but he had said he would. But I went to Sedona, and there's this tree. I can't even tell you how big I cannot even tell you. The trunk was probably almost as big as this 10-foot by 12-foot room. Oh my God, you just touch it and it's amazing. So
really?
Yeah. Oh, it's, you know, and I'm not a psychic. I'm not any of that stuff, but man, I can feel some energy coming off of trees. So
Isn't
are you
neat?
Psychic? I know you're.
I am intuitive.
Intuitive. Okay. And tell me what that means.
It means that, well, one, I'm an empath, so that I can feel others' feelings, which is not always nice.
Right.
And then, I get things, and especially with animals, I can feel if they're okay or not and talk to them and things like that.
Well, I know we were on the cruise together. We had so much fun. Oh, my gosh, that was so much fun. But Dr. Mosier, he's on your radio show. Now, he is... I don't want to say a psycho. That's not what they call him. What do they call him? A psychic?
He is a psychic.
Psychic. Okay.
He is so profound.
He's
got this special connection to source, and it's just he dials in. He gets these incredible readings.
Oh, I was so impressed on the cruise, and he's got such an amazing energy and. He dials in, and I know people can dial into him too, right? So yeah. I guess that's how it works.
Yeah, that's all part of it. That's just like the energy that the tree puts out. We too put out that kind of energy, but it's our decision on what kind of energy we want to put out.
I love it. That is so true. Because we have a consciousness. We have a soul that allows us to be aware that we're conscious. So, you know, Eckhart Tolle, I love him. So he says, you know, he's probably the first one that I've ever read. I'm sure maybe there's others, that there's two parts of us. There's the one that's doing the doing, and then there's the one that's looking us at doing the doing.
Yeah.
And that objective person, that one that's actually looking, is that soul, that consciousness. And that's the one that gets to decide what vibrations we're putting off, as opposed to the trees don't get to decide. But, you know, that's why we're such amazing animals.
That we have a choice.
Yes, we have a choice, and that's that consciousness that's attached to our higher self.
And
you know?
If we are not feeling in sync. If we're not feeling good, if we're feeling angry or some other thing, people don't realize that we can switch it off just like that. It's so easy.
But we have to become aware of it first, right?
Yeah, right.
That's why I have my bracelets and my stuff like that, because if you're going down that pity party trail, that party path, that would be a good, that's some kind of a good, what do you say when all the things, alliteration, whatever it is, you know, you don't even know you're doing that. And then you get so far down the rabbit hole, it's hard to stop the momentum, but you're right. We can stop it at any point in time. One of the things I used in my program this week is that KISS, keep it simple, stupid.
Oh yeah.
You know, if you're trying to get complicated on reaching for a better feeling thought, but just keep it simple. If you find yourself going down that rabbit hole, just take a big deep breath and try to think of something, go general. You know, you're breathing, you know, that's something to be grateful for. The sky is normally blue. You know, keep it simple, go general as much as possible to do what you just said, which is try to switch it to another level.
Well, not only try, but do it.
Do
because
it.
Because we can do it. It's not a try. It's up to you to flip the switch to get into that better place that you can start and bring all of those good things that you want, the abundance, to you. You can't do it coming from a pity party.
No, we love the pity party path. You know, Yoda said, you know, do or don't do, there is no try. You know, like I tell people, here's a pen. Now try to drop it. Well, you either drop it or you don't drop it. You either do it or you don't do it. People go, well, I tried. And I'm telling you, I just want to slap them. But I don't, because I'm full of abundant love. I don't. And here's another thing that I have learned about abundance. Number one, the simple. We need to keep it as simple as possible.
Yes.
And quit letting our conscious mind and our logical mind trying to come up with all these complicated scenarios on how we're going to do it. So I've got another book here that I love, and it's called The Subtle Art of Not Giving an F. Okay, it's written by Mark Manson. It's really written for a guy, and every other word is the F word. But bottom line, he says, is pay attention and pick the things that are important to you. You know, don't give an F about all these other superficial things that are around us. There's so many things going on that we think we have to have all the balls up in the air. But we need to decide what's important to us, what is really abundance to us. And those are the things we need to concentrate on, because, you know, and I know that monkey mind of ours goes crazy.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. You know? Oh, something as simple, going out and buying a car. People get so fearful of trying to possess another thing that they want, but they say, can I qualify? Can I do this? Am I going to afford the payments and everything? They make it so complicated.
Oh, so my gosh.
What is the approach we should be taking?
That we should be appreciative that somebody has invented a car that takes us to where we want to go. We should be appreciative that we have a high enough credit score that we can qualify and that it's a beautiful car. There's so many things to be appreciative of instead of fearful of. That's so funny you brought that up, because I was a little late to the show. We were buying my stepson a car. He wrecked his car a couple weeks ago. And okay, I was not a very nice person. And no, don't argue with me. No, I'm an attorney, and man, that just kicked back in, and I was arguing with everybody. But you know what? I said, it's my problem. It's the same set of facts no matter what. It's my attitude that's making me do that. And you are so right. I was worried about what's it do to my credit score, you know, who's making the payments. And I realized exactly what you said, that I just needed to change my perspective. We have to stop what we're doing, take a big deep breath, step back, and keep it simple, stupid. What are some positive things that we can be grateful for? That there's a car that works, that we, you know, that it's safe, that we can afford it, that, you know, that we can get the loan. You know, those are some things that we can be grateful for instead of being fearful for all the other stuff. Because I'm telling you, this happy money says, all that, if you're unhappy about your money, if you're fearful of losing your money, what is that? That's a vibration of scarcity. We want a vibration of abundance. I am so thankful for whatever amount of money I have. You know, I have a lady that was taking my class, and you know, not only was she worried about money, abundance in that sense, but you know, she broke her arm. She had to have surgery. You know, I mean, like, I can't even tell you all the physical things that happened to her, but it's this mindset of, it was this negative mindset that she wasn't staying in the present moment. She wasn't trying to be as happy with what she had as possible, you know, and so many of us do that. And it's because we've been conditioned from the very beginning to do that.
That's right. That's right. You know, really, it is the way that we're looking at things that have to change. Even something as simple as being upset that you're not making as much money on your job. So if you were grateful, if you were in a good place, if you're thinking, that raise is automatically going to come to you because you're in a totally different vibration. People are going to really want to give you things. And so it's the ones that say, oh, I need a raise. That's what stops them.
I love it, because what vibration are you putting out? You're putting out, I don't have enough. I'm putting lack. Out lack and scarcity, and that's what you're going to get back. People think the law of attraction means I get what I want. The law of attraction means I get what I am.
That's
what
right.
I'm vibrating.
That's
and
right.
We can choose to vibrate at another level. I mean, knowledge is power. You know, Spider-Man's uncle says, with great power comes great responsibility. But first we have to be aware of that power initially. And that's what you and I do. That's what we put out there. That's what we try our hardest to get that information out to people.
That's right. That's right. That's right. Well, Paula, we are almost out of time, but I want you to tell people how and what other programs. Talk about how people can get a hold of you. And, well, of course, thelawyerofattraction.com.
Yes.
How can you forget that? It's so easy. But they can go there and they can find all these other terrific programs that you have.
Well, I have two programs. It's Paula@lawyerofattraction.com. And if you email that, it goes directly to me. And believe me, I will answer you. I just had a wonderful man on my show this week, Sean Boylan.
Oh, yes.
Ireland, that he got a hold of me through the Law of Attraction radio show and then went to my website. And he was amazing and had some great insights.
But that was a good show.
Yeah, email me at paula@lawyerofattraction.com. I have a smaller program that is a weekly pre-recorded things that you get. But then email me directly, because I want to talk to you about this highest program that, if you want to take your life to the highest level, if you're serious about changing your life, your energy, yourself, your future, that's what the one I would love to talk to you about, because it is kick-ass. I mean, it is an amazing thing for you to invest your time, your energy, yourself in to take yourself to the highest level. You know, there are people waiting for you to become the very best possible you that they can be, so you can help them. We don't do anything by playing small. We aren't helping ourselves. You know, we think we're not, let's not take up so much space. Remember, there's an abundance of everything. There's an abundance of clients, there's an abundance of money, there's an abundance of opportunities. And that's the vibration we need to get on. So Paula@lawyerofattraction.com, I would love to hear from you. I would love to have a conversation with you. And I just love being a host on your radio show. And thank you so much for being let me be on this one today.
Oh, my pleasure. I just love it. And I know you're going to come on more cruises with us and all of our other events and everything. But it is such a wonderful thing that you're with us. I am so blessed. I couldn't be happier. And I know all the listeners are just going, wow, she's something. So,
oh, bless your heart. I cannot tell you how much I appreciate having met you and doing this information with you, because we're going to change the world. That's how it happens, you know?
That's right.
Margaret Mead said, you know, don't underestimate the power of a small group of people changing the world, because that's the only way that it ever happens.
That's right.
And you and I putting this information out and talking to as many people as possible, that's what's going to make this huge difference. So thank you for doing this for the last 11, 12 years.
13.
13, oh my God. The platform that you have allowed us to have, the information that you have put out there. You know, the field, the zero-point field, the Akashic record, it says whatever information is out there, it's always out there. And you have put so much information out there. And I'm just so honored and so humbled that I have been able to go on this journey with you. And we are back. So that was fun. I had so much fun with her. Like we said, I think we were sisters, you know, at least sisters, maybe twins separated at birth. We think alike. We have the same attitude about everything. And she's got such a positive, uplifting attitude. And she's done such a good job. You know, she was a voice in the wilderness 13 years ago. I mean, think of that. That was 2006. That's like when The Secret came out. And I don't know how old you guys are, but I'm, like I said, I'm 66. So, you know, I was in my early 50s and I had never heard of the law of attraction. I knew some basics and I had a yearning. I had such a yearning for something different, but I didn't really know what it was. And so when the Rhonda Byrne book, The Secret, came out, it was such an eye-opener to a lot of people, but Jules was already living it. You know, she already had this show. She already, and then she started her own Law of Attraction magazine, which is a great magazine. So, you know, kudos to Jules. I mean, how amazing is it that she had so much foresight and so much intelligence to be able to get on the ground floor of this? She said she's intuitive. She says she's an empath. So obviously she was feeling that this was in the air, that because we are on a tipping point, you guys. We are so close to changing the consciousness of the planet. And this is how we're going to start the change. It's not politically. It's not by wars. It's by one person at a time understanding our power, the power that flows to and through us, the awareness of how to use that power, how much we can change ourselves. And when we change ourselves, that vibration goes out to the world. It emanates out to the whole world. It changes everything. That's what you are doing. When you listen to this, when you read, when you make yourself do something different and outside of your comfort zone and to grow, you are expanding. Everything in the universe is either expanding or contracting. And we are expanding because we are learning, we are growing, we are trying. We are taking our lives to the next level. And for those of you that want to take their lives to the next level and really want to step up to their greatness, email me at paula@lawyerofattraction.com and let's talk about you getting into my program. It is such an amazing set of ideas and uplifting lessons that is going to make you step up and to become the very best possible that you can be, because people are waiting for you to step into your greatness. So as I said, we are all on this journey together and we are just walking each other home. And thank you for being on this journey with me this week. And until next week, this is Paula Kid Casey. Thank you.
Thank you for joining Paula Kid Casey on Lawyer of Attraction radio show. For more information about Paula programs and her book, please visit www.lawyerofattraction.com. Until next week, may you experience the magic of manifesting genuine abundance.